Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this word this morning to strengthen, uplift, and encourage us in Jesus' name. It's Psalm 116, guys. Are we starting? Sorry, Denita's still sleeping, so I'm letting her sleep. So it's just me with you guys. So, yeah, it's Psalm 116, verses 1 to 3, but we'll start in verse 3. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol lay hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. And we can all relate to that. That was in our pre-Christ, before we came to the Lord, before we were born again. We were really in a bad state. The Lord was just taking us deeper after the darkness. The devil was just seducing us and taking us deep into darkness. But praise God, as it just as the psalmist says here, we can read verse 1 and 2. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. Hallelujah. So we know the turning point is when we turn to the Lord. That's where we born again, we translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And there in this kingdom, we don't stay babies. We grow into young people that hear the word and take hold of the word, and we overcome the wicked one. And then we move into fatherhood, and that's making disciples. So both our natural children and our spiritual children. So we've all experienced this, but I just want to encourage us all, you know, this last part of the verse 2, I will call on him as long as I live. Because what happens, we can start in the spirit and then we get caught up in the flesh. And coming back to our first love is so important. And our first love is sitting with Jesus morning by morning, walking conscious of Jesus in the day, so that I think of that skitgebeke. You've got that skitgebeke where you can ask God straight away at that time for help. And so it's walking conscious of him and walking close to him and acknowledging him in all your ways. And then he, as he says so beautifully, and then he'll make our way straight. And also that scripture comes to mind. Come, let us reason together. And then when you reason together, what happens? He always, just as when we came to the Lord, we came into a broad and a beautiful place. Whenever we're going to reason with God, he's going to bring us into the way eternal, into the God quality of life. And when our mind is set on that, that's when we have peace, and then the goodness of God is just there with us. So be blessed, because you are blessed. And Noah, I love the words that's gone out this morning on the group already. And, you know, it's so beautiful. The law of the Spirit of life has set us free, and we are there to walk in the Spirit. And that's a daily reality, and a minute by minute, hour by hour reality. We choose God because he's chosen us. He's loved us first. So stick close to him. Life is like a minefield, but God knows a way. So you better stick like glue. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Bye-bye.